inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green. This is a life.
Now, I like to say here on Bold that we are all about all the colors of the rainbow, every single color. Today, we're going to talk about a color that's only now beginning to get recognition and to get knowledge for people to understand what's going on in the transgender community. We have a perspective today that you don't normally hear. We're going to meet Gloria Parker, who is the author of Meeting Robin, which is the story of her journey as a mother with her transgender child. Welcome, Gloria, to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, Gloria. As I said in the intro, it's so interesting. I find, and I have said this to a few of my friends, there's the lesbian experience, the gay experience, the bisexual experience, the whole LGBT, but that T part is often overlooked.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's also the confusion of it. And LGBT has been wonderful in the way they've opened up and that they help and they're looking at it. But even in that world, transgender is still, it's gray. People don't know what transgender really means. And often the transgender doesn't know exactly what they're experiencing and what it means either. So it's a world of confusion, or that there's a lot of confusion still around.
And I know that as more transgendered individuals are speaking out, people like Laverne Cox, who's out there acting, and she's become a name for the transgender community. And
yeah.
I love how one thing she said in one of her interviews I was watching, and she said people are so focused on the physicality and what parts people have or don't have or got rid of. And she really opened a lot of people's eyes, and mine too, to our fixation on that. It's really, it's not about that at all.
No. It actually is interestingly enough, it's spiritual. If we can say a spirit has a certain sort of journey, let's say, when it comes into a body that it's going to take, if for some reason that spirit or that bent is in the wrong place, it grabbed the wrong body, you know. Well, then its need to fulfill itself in the way that it needs to fulfill itself is more important than everything else on this planet, and it is dysfunctional until it finds itself, until it can operate correctly. I watched that with my child, who's very much that.
Well, let's talk about that, because it's not like you can return the sender. You can't just go to Walmart and say, okay, that's the wrong box.
Somebody, could I exchange this?
This is the wrong color, wrong size.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could do that?
Wouldn't that be grand? No, I'm afraid not.
Well, back to what your story. You talk in your book, Meeting Robin, and I want everyone to understand that this is a book that Gloria's heart and soul is poured out onto the page. And as a producer and as a host of this show, I get a lot of books and a lot of materials. And, you know, basically you don't get a chance to really delve into it and really read it. But I read this book, Gloria, and I had to call your publicist and say, I must have Gloria on Bold, because it touched me in a way I wasn't expecting. I got the journey of your son, now Robert, who's now Robin. I got the journey of the evolution and the turmoil that was going on in his childhood and with you as the mother wondering, being ashamed of that. But what I didn't expect to get was the emotional punch of your journey.
Yeah.
Gloria,
yeah.
I mean, it's your journey. You, in meeting Robin, you met yourself.
Yes, I did. You know, it's funny. When I set out to write the book, I didn't really know what my purpose was. And I just knew that I wanted to write the book because I wanted to let my child know that even though, as you know, in the book, I wasn't always there physically, but that on some level I was there. I was accompanying him through a journey that I knew was very difficult, and that I wanted him to know that somebody had watched, somebody had seen it, and somebody had cared. And so I wrote the book from that part of me so he would know that.
How did you move from the, and I know this is a very broad, big question, but how did you move from the shame that you felt, or the, I know shame might be too strong a word.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it isn't.
How did you move from that to acceptance?
Well, I have to say that at the bottom of everything, you know, that we accept usually starts with communication.
Mm-hmm.
And my child was really not willing to let me wander off and give up on us. So he sent, he at that time sent letters, mm-hmm. and sent books and magazines and articles and anything he could find to help me to understand what it was. And I read those things, and through communication, I learned to accept, because the truth is, the bottom line is love, as you know, and when you have a child, you love that child ultimately, and you're going to find a way somehow to get through it all, no matter what my conditioning was.
Right, because, I mean, you grew up in a generation that you were the total career woman, and, you know, you were doing it all, Gloria. You were that woman that was commercial. Now, I'm dating myself. I was a little kid then, but I remember this commercial for a perfume called Anjali. You know, she
yes.
can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan.
Damn.
I apologize, people, for singing today, because that is not my forte. But I remember that commercial, you know, because she's a woman. She can do it
That's
all.
Right.
That was
That's
Gloria
right.
Parker.
That was, and that was a part of that time. But I also had the other part where I learned to cook and sew and was supposed to be a good wife and a good mother, and that was part of it. And then I was supposed to burn my bra. So I really never knew it was that strange generation that
yeah.
we didn't really know. And here in the middle of it, this career person, comes this child who is nothing but a big ball of confusion and problems.
Well, take us back to that. When did you notice something was different?
You know, I have to tell you, I knew something was different from the very beginning.
Hmm.
But we didn't have a frame of reference. Robin didn't have a frame of reference, and I didn't have a frame of reference. We thought, well, for a while I thought he was gay. That was fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, that was too confusing for him.
Yeah,
the
gay
world,
would have been easy. Gay would have been
it would
easy.
Have been, exactly. And he didn't, you know, and no one, he was on the outside. He was bullied. He was beat up. He was just, something about him put everyone off, and he didn't know what it was. And he was, at a certain age, was sneaking into my closet and hiding the fact that he needed to be this, put on my clothes and be a female and experience. That was the only time he felt really good about himself, and he felt connected.
That's during that time. There's a lot there, Glory, just in that one little story. I love
yeah.
stories. So your son basically had to go into the closet to feel
exactly.
like himself.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't until, you know, a long time later, and then he finally told me what was going on. I knew that something was wrong, but I couldn't put, you know, I thought a lot of things. He had epilepsy, as you know,
mm-hmm.
from the book, I thought, well, maybe it was that. Maybe it was the drugs. Maybe he was just crazy. You know, there was no, maybe he was schizophrenic. What always was a friend that he had, and it was a girl that he used to play with as a child, and he was his secret friend.
Imaginary friend, or this is a real friend?
Well, it was an imaginary friend.
Okay.
And it was really him, but he thought he kept it as an imaginary friend when he talked about it, this girl that would come out and play with him.
Well, like I said, her Gloria's book is Meeting Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Meeting Robin, and it's about her journey and her son's journey and her own daughter's journey, but the journey of her child and a mother going through the transformation process and learning to accept each other. And that's a piece I do want to shine a light on, Gloria. You are probably, now I know a lot of people out there are big, big Cher fans. People love them some Cher. So I remember, because, you know, Chastity Bono is probably the most high-profile transgendered individual out there.
That's right.
And I remember when Chastity was going through her experience now, and it was all tabloid material, and it was, you know, everywhere. And I, the one thing that I remember from that story was her sharing, and I believe this is in her book as well, so I don't think this is a tabloid thing, but I believe Chastity was sharing that when she told her mother, Cher, her mother was not that thrilled about it. And her father was, but her mother, this gay icon, this Cher who we know and love, was not that cool at first. And
she kept a low profile, remember?
Well, yeah. I mean, she had to, when I remember hearing that, I wasn't shocked about it so much, but I went, what parent wouldn't be? That's not something you go out and you, well, one day we probably will have parades and banners and whatnot. My child's trans. Yay!
let's hope that's
coming someday, Gloria.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I use Cher as an example to get back to you. So here is a high-profile gay icon, someone who is known for her acceptance of every and all things. And I thought, you know what? There aren't too many people in this world who can tell me what that feels like. But, Gloria Parker, you can.
Yes, you know, it's funny, there's really two things working when you're a parent, which any time I think a child takes a path that is different from the norm, it's like the first reaction is, how will that reflect on me?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do wrong? What will people think of me? What will they think I did to my child to make my child turn out this way? It all comes down on me. And the second is the other thing that turns on for a parent is your child is in danger.
Oh,
and
yes.
When you choose, you know, that is a life path, as you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, that is dangerous. It's more dangerous than the norm. There's going to be hurt. There's going to be people that reject you. There's going to be possible violence, physical, you know what I mean? And on all levels, you are not going to fit into the world or be accepted. And no parent wants their child to experience that or go through that. We're there to protect. So it's both things operate at the same time.
I think I had not thought about that part. Obviously, I know about the danger part of transgender individuals go through, especially when they're young and teens. And no matter what, I mean, if they're really open about it, there's so much stigma and there's so much homophobia doesn't quite cover it. Unless I guess transphobia would be the word, from all directions that's coming from. And
right.
I do also know statistically that transgender individuals have a much, much higher rate of suicide. So you've got that working against you too. So this would be, thank you for aligning, a scary thing.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I mean, that was the one thing I said. I said, you know, well, you don't need to take that path. That's not a good path. You know, this is something that isn't really real, and one of your friends have talked you into, and let's see if we can, you know, figure out what's really going on.
That would have been easy, yes.
So I sent him into therapy. He came screaming out.
that's back to our metaphor of going to Walmart and returning the package.
It's like it's too late.
It would have been very nice if Robert could have done that.
Exactly, but he couldn't. And, you know, there's one thing I think that I want to stress for everybody that I know also that you know, is that it is not a choice. We often think that, oh, gay people choose it, or transgender, oh, well, it's just in right now and it's trendy, so they choose it. It is not something chosen. It is something that is there and is there from the very beginning, and that's what it is. There's no other way to look at it.
Yes, I mean, I thank you for underscoring that, Gloria. No one would choose that in our particular culture the way it exists now. No one would choose to be beat up and spit on and looked down upon and questioned, you know, and question yourself. No one would choose that.
To do that. And go through what many, many people go through to be who they are.
Now, what's your biggest lesson or insight you can share with us, Gloria? Where are you and Robin now?
We are best friends. We dish almost every day. Robin sends pictures and when she's all girled out and going somewhere, and we're best friends from the time I met Robin to now, and it grows. It gets better and better. And yes, I loved my son. I love my son with all my heart, and he was always my little boy. That's where I bounced on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my daughter. I am enjoying my daughter. It's just as wonderful. And I guess the main thing is it's communication, and ultimately it's giving in to love. There's nothing else more important than giving in to your heart.
There's nothing better than that, Gloria.
There isn't.
There is nothing better than love, as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess that's my main lesson. And I'm really thrilled that I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to come through it. And I feel like for my child, that this is a real special individual who is a bigger soul than a lot of people can be, who has taken on a tougher, harder course for all of us.
It all comes back to these three principles: forgiveness for yourself mm-hmm. and everyone else,
mm-hmm.
balance, achieving that balance in your life, and the most important part, loving self-care.
Yes.
Forgiveness, balance, and loving self-care. That will change the world.
It will change the world. Yes.
If you like what you've heard, join the conversation at GetBoldToday.com. Tweet us at GetBoldToday. And, of course, Facebook us at GetBoldToday. You can find Gloria's book on the shelves or Amazon, Meeting Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Meeting Robin. And after you read it, I guarantee you will meet yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, LeGrand. And you know what? Your voice out there is making a difference, and it's really been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you, Gloria. We like to say here at Bold that we like to be the podcast where shift happens. And shift happens every day in all of our lives, and we can all do it together.
Yay.
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 We close as always. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.